The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I'm now being joined by the birthday boy, Haruna Kebira. Right, you are looking sweet.
Thank you very
All right,
much.
Once again, happy birthday. Let's quickly go to business. In the course of last week, it was reported that one of the listed companies on the floors of the NGX, Nigerian Exchange Group, Wando, chose to settle their differences with the Securities and Exchange Commission. As we speak now, they are gearing up for their second annual general meeting. Aruna, will you want us to briefly dabble into what really transpired between...
I've always said that Wando is like a cat with nails. We have always called it Ogbanje stock, if you permit me to. But let me just tell you what happened was that there were insinuations, accusations of misstatements and not compliant with a code of corporate governance. I think by May 29, 2019, SEC issued a circular barring the head from holding a position in public quoted company. And what they do, they went to the court and has been legally for the past 2 years.
You don't take your regulator to court for whatever reason, because it's like you taking your landlord to court. They are the owner, the landlord is the owner of the house. If you want the case against the landlord, he owns his house. If you...
The landlord owns it. So you
are a chartered stockbroker. I'm very sure you are not ever going to take the CIS to court.
You see, there is even the process of adjudication. It doesn't go to church to the court immediately. There's a process to which it goes.
All right, so now look at it. What is this settlement for investors?
I think to a very large extent, we liken it to somebody who has been sick and down by fever. And this settlement is like you, it has been given the medicine to cure it of that fever. So first of all, it has to recover. Wando have to recover. I remember on that May 29, 2019, Wando opened the market at 4.65 kobo. But when the news hit the market, it went to 4.20 kobo. It even came as low as 2.97 kobo. And this is where we are, 3.97 kobo as we speak. So it has to go back to where it's coming from. And remember, they have pledged that they will do the rendition of their quarterly result, which we have not seen in the last 2 years. And what happened in Wando for that last 2 years is not public information. I believe that by the time it's released to the market, there's every possibility that what we see now might not be what we are going to see.
Within the course of last week, we saw the price grow by 20.95%.
And it has not stopped growing, because what the volume we have seen has actually been crossing, because your CCL is actually looking for it to buy. And it's not available.
Now, the all-share index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was up 1.90% last week. Market capitalization moved in the same proportion, growing in the course of last week, that is the week ended July 23rd, 2021, by 1.90%, but volume was down 11.14%, deals down 32.28%, value down by 52.07%. Will this be as a result of the holiday?
You see, when we were discussing here on Sunday, what we are seeing is exactly what we said. I think I said here that it depending on the quality of information and the result, we see the market, and one, a number of people will not be in the market. If you look at, you can see the value fell from 10 to 5.
Yeah.
Is what they just told you, that on this, the market that ended July 16, there was a lot of sell-off to mark the festival.
Is it Idi Kabir or Idi Fitri? Idi Kabir.
I think it's Idi Kabir. That is the big one, yeah. Idi Kabir. So, and a number of people were not in the market for those, and it was just a market for 3 days.
In other words, we are expecting the market to bounce back powerfully this week.
The information that make the market to gain despite this low transaction is still in force in the market.
Like, what information?
With QTICS. Total, this Owando we are talking about, the UCAP.
And I think the answers to all this you have just simply said reflected in the performances of equities on the floor of the Nigerian Exchange Group last week, because looking at the highest percentage gainers, RNI just mentioned QTs, Total, Owando, UCAP, Unity Bank, WEMA, Africa Prudential, and Universal. Looking at QTs, Aruna, why isn't it?
You see, what is still moving it is their bonus, and they have not come out with their dividend. It's just the bonus. So I am
this bonus, when is the cut-off day?
I think I can't lay my fingers on it as we speak.
But it's been...
I think it's still in force. It can be in force even throughout this week.
That is, they have announced bonus
it of has been announced of one for
but
one.
But they have not announced the cut-off
date. I'm not particularly sure as we speak. And you can see that it has moved from 363 to 481. And I still believe that, there is a way in which most of these issuers work. By the time the bonus will be getting factored fully in the price, the release dividend.
Total had good results. We are still going to talk about the result of Total. You have just heard the reason behind the rise in the price of Owando. What about United Capital?
We
talked about
yes,
the result
you can see
of UCAP
the
last
good
week.
Result,
I think
yes.
The market is still positively responding
yes,
to the result.
Yes,
how soon do you think that the impact of the result will wear off in the price performance of UCAP?
You think what people will be looking at, like we have always said here, is that yield. Because as the price goes up, the NEC begin to come down.
Aruna, UCAP is matching up with the price of, its father or grandfather. UCAP is just a baby of UBA, and now they're almost selling at par.
Yeah, I think largely because we have not seen quarter 12 UBA. I think the result of UCAP is what is moving. We have not
so
seen
quarter. So if the child can do this much...
By the time the father comes on, I think we will see the performance better
than
this.
The price of... UCAP should actually influence the decision in the purchase of UBA, right?
And that is exactly what affected AfriProd here.
But the result of AfriProd, we are still going to talk about it, it was not really okay.
That is why the expectation that as UCAP performed, that AfriProd was going to perform, that is why we are saying it as part of the top gainers.
So you are an economist, the demand for one is influencing the demand for another. What do they call that in your economics? You have forgotten. Anyway, you are not in a jump class. We'll talk about that at another time. Aruna, let us look at those equities on the flip side of the market last week. Let me look at ETI. ETI, the expectation is so positive. Why is ETI a living stock being found among
results? I think if you look at that chart, ETI and Veritas are just a market play. ETI just lost 20 kobo, which can happen any day, and Veritas just lost a kobo.
Right.
So they be there just market play, like I told you.
Apparently, people are still they have not forgiven Resta in their not too impressive auditor report.
Yeah, they gave 5 kobo and 10 kobo a bonus, 1 for 33. It went up because of that. I think it's even the going up service even tried because there was a decline in their revenue because of the COVID year. So I believe it has climaxed. It's coming back home.
It's coming back. So now, RESA is at a point when it could be considered, I guess.
No, it has not even declined much. By the time you see RESA, maybe like 3 naira or less than 3 naira, you can consider it.
All right, Smurfit.
I think that was supposed to be smart product.
Yeah,
actually belongs to ASM. A lot of information were really not available as far as cosign.
But that loss within 1 week was huge, 38.46%.
It could just be like two deals, 100,000, 100,000.
And the price is now at 16 kobo. Wow. All right. We now to take the time to go to earnings release to the market in the course of the of last week. Of course, there were about three of them, but we chose to talk on only two. We're going to be looking at Total. Now, for their turnover, there was a growth of 41.82%. But you see, the significant thing here and the impressive thing here is that their profit after tax grew from a negative 537 million in the COVID-2020 to 8.065 billion in, well, there's no lockdown. There is still COVID. It's not.
Yeah, there's no total lockdown in the economy now.
Somebody was talking about fourth variant. It was third variant that I had the other time, but somebody was talking about the fourth variant. But there has not been lockdown. We pray there is not going to be lockdown again. And that suggests that you and myself, all of us, should endeavor to observe the rules as set by the government. Looking at this performance from Total, what was the immediate reaction from the market, Aruna?
It was a fantastic performance, good recovery. It shows a company and management that they take advantage of a situation. Yes, lockdown was what was responsible for what we are seeing, a loss of 537 million. But when there was no lockdown, they make use of the time. Mm. They make use of the resources and make sure that they recover. See the recovery, 1,601%. I think that is fantastic.
And that suggests that Total, one should have probably bought into it long time. I could see 2 straight days of jump. The first day, it grew by maximum 10%. The second day, it grew by maximum 10%. And from what I'm seeing in Total now, don't you think it's flat? Do you still see possibility of further growth in it? The indicators are not
Total is
an
ICAP. There is every possibility. You know, to 100,000 units for ACAP is very hard to come by. Mm. But there's one thing, you know, they pay interim dividend of 4 naira. Mm. So there's every possibility that it might not gain full 10% again, but consequently, it will be adding 1%, 2% here and there.
Before I allow you to go, Africa Prudential, the turnover declined 10.93%. Profit after tax declined 23.57%. Earning per share from 54 kobo to 41 kobo. Are you expecting the price to decline this week, though it gained last week?
I believe the market will reprice it, because if you look at the quarter one, the growth was just marginal, 11.7% from 17 kobo to 19 kobo earning per share. That was the quarter one. I think what I see in Afroproduce, you can see that they declined their top line. I see that they are losing their market share. And the profit after tax decline just show that either they have fixed costs that cannot be managed, or they are not managed their costs very well.
Right. Looking at the price here, even if their result had been good, by the time the equity moved 1 or 2 Mondays, it should actually begin to look down, because I could see on Williams percentage here, I could see money flow index here, I could see stochastic here. All of them are indicating that Africa Prudential is actually overpriced. I want to say a very big thank you to you, Aruna. We hope to be with you again.
Thank you very much.
Right, that is how far we can go today. I'm loving this program. Every time, I'm loving it. It is natural. It is real. It is informative. It is educative. So let us make it a date again, the same time, the same station. Until we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, in circulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.